I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Cardinal Mark Ouellette has responded to Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano over Vigano's accusations that Ouellette knew of attempts by Pope Francis to cover up abuse allegations. In an open letter written with the Pope's approval, Cardinal Ouellette stated that Archbishop Theodore McCarrick had been instructed by Vatican officials to step back from public life because of rumors of sexual misconduct. However, because they were only rumors at the time, then-Pope Benedict XVI never placed any formal sanctions on McCarrick. Therefore, because there were no sanctions imposed, Pope Francis did not lift any. Cardinal Ouellette addressed Vigano as his, quote, dear brother, and wrote that, quote, I understand how bitterness and disappointments have marked your path in the service of the Holy See, but you cannot conclude your priestly life this way, in an open and scandalous rebellion, and he urged the Archbishop to repent. 20 people were killed Saturday in a crash in upstate New York, the deadliest land vehicle accident in U.S. history, since 23 were killed when a bus carrying nursing home patients away from Hurricane Rita caught fire in Texas in 2005. Two of those killed in this weekend's crash were pedestrians, and the other 18 were in a limousine that was headed to a birthday party. According to the manager of a store at the intersection where the accident happened, the intersection has been known to be dangerous, and local residents have been complaining about the danger for years. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo released a statement and said he has told state agencies to provide all resources needed to help the investigation and determine how it happened. The New York Times released a report in which they stated that President Trump was given at least $413 million from his father over a number of decades, and that most of the funds were gotten through tax dodges and even fraud. The report states that both Trump and his father avoided paying gift and inheritance taxes by setting up a fake corporation and undervaluing their assets to tax officials. The New York Times said the report is based on over 100,000 pages of financial documents, including tax returns from Trump's father and his companies. A lawyer for President Trump dismissed the report, saying there was no, quote, fraud or tax evasion, and that the facts contained within the report are, quote, extremely inaccurate. Chinese officials have asked U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to improve relations between China and the U.S. that they say have been damaged by the U.S.'s tariff hikes and support for Taiwan. Pompeo stated that the Trump administration has a, quote, fundamental disagreement and, quote, great concerns about actions taken by China. Amidst the tense relations between China and the U.S., the two countries are working together in urging North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un to give up his nuclear weapons and long-range missile programs. However, in speaking with Pompeo, China's foreign minister Wang Yi asked for the U.S. to stop actions that Beijing sees as threatening so as not to get in the way of their working together on North Korea and other issues. U.S. District Court Judge Edward Chen of California has issued a preliminary injunction against ending the Temporary Protected Status Program. The ruling temporarily protects around 300 immigrants from El Salvador, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Sudan who are under the program from being deported. In his ruling, Chen stated the Trump administration acted with, quote, racial animus, and that the administration's decision was a, quote, departure from the normal procedural sequence during the TPS decision-making process. It is expected that the Trump administration will appeal the decision. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.